Yes, I'm here with Gwen and Clinton. Hi guys.
Hiya.
So you threw this message in a bottle overboard in March last year. Why did you decide to do it? To come to you first, Clinton.
It was just a spur of the moment thing because the shop, I mean, the shop, the ship had actually broke down. And then we were asleep, we woke up, and then Gwen says, "Let's do a message in the bottle." And I says, "Oh, well, then why not?" And then we wrote the message and went to the back of the ship and chucked it overboard.
And Gwen, what did the message say?
It just turned around and says, "I'm sitting here and I'm a little bit bored. We're drifting out to sea in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Don't know where we are. So we decided to write a message in a bottle to anybody who would ever find it, not thinking anybody would find it." I was absolutely stunned.
Yeah, I bet you weren't ever expecting to hear about it again, really, but you did.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a bit more about that?
And then it was like last year. It was last year. And then I was just getting a woman at the door from the Heart of Pyrmill saying that this guy in America was holidaying in the West Indies and come across it on a remote island. I think he was taking photographs of the iguanas. And I think he was astounded that he'd found it as well. And he read the message out to the woman at the Heart of Pyrmill, and it just turned around and says, "Whoever finds this, could you get in contact with Gwen or Clinton in England?" And so he did.
Wow, so all the way over in the States. And have you ever thought about, I mean, you've not spoken to him, he's not been in touch directly with you, but have you ever thought about what you might say to him if you did ever hear from him?
I'm absolutely shocked. The thing with me is, with me being called Clinton, and he's actually called Clint who found it. So if I ever met him, I'd just like to shake his hand.
Yeah, he's got a fantastic name, hasn't he? Clint Buffington.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think there is someone on the other line now to say hi to you.
That's right. Hello.
Hello.
This is Clint.
Can you all hear me?
yeah,
we can,
Clint.
Yeah, we can. Yes. We're flabbergasted.
It's marvellous being able to hear from you when you found me bottle. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I was really shocked. I've been in shock for the past few days. I just can't believe it because I didn't think anything could come of it, so I just kept it to myself.
What's the chance of someone called Clint finding it?
I know, that's what I was thinking. It's crazy.
It is, it's crazy.
crazy is not the word. It's not even a one in a million chance Clint would find it.
Yeah.
No, it's far less than that.
Clint, how does it feel to actually be speaking to the people that threw one of these messages in the bottle that you found?
It feels great. You know, the thing that always blows me away with this stuff is that the hard part, it seems, is over. You know, the message has done its job. It's traveled the high seas and washed up, and I happen to find it. But then actually what ends up being the hard part is, like, trying to find whoever sent it. So being able to make this connection and actually get to talk with Gwen and Clinton is a real treat, and I hope we get to talk more in the future.
Do you ever meet any of the people that you whose bottles you find?
Yeah, I don't know if Gwen and Clinton know this yet, but I found some other messages and bottles, and I blog about that on online. If you just look at my name, Clint Buffington, it's the first thing that comes up. But it's pretty rare that I actually get to make contact with these folks because a lot of times the message is deteriorated and the information is missing or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, it's really special when I'm actually able to track someone down. And especially in this case when, like Quentin already pointed out, that our names are basically the same. I mean, that's nuts.
Well, the thing is, we made me mum called us after KM Clint Eastwood.
So, were you guys in the Virgin Islands before then?
We were. We were sailing all the way around the islands, and it was actually on the way back from the on the cruise. We actually fell asleep. Then all of a sudden there was a large jury, and the ship actually broke down, part of the prop fell off. So it was actually on the drift. So then that's when we were walking around the ship and we were a bit bored, and I said, "Oh, let's do a message in the bottle." And then one in a million chance Clint goes and finds it.
Yeah.
With a broken down ship, I'm surprised you didn't ask for help.
Yeah. It's the one you never found the ship on the shore.
We'll have to put you all
that
in touch
been
with
much
each
more
other.
Surprising. Yeah, thanks.